We extend this same cordial bonbini, and we are so happy to see that so many of you made time to celebrate this very exceptional achievement with us. When it comes to IMSA and its relationship with a JCI hospital accreditation, there seem to be many persistent misunderstandings. And I'm going to try to give a brief summary, a helicopter view of what IMSAM's history is, and try to make it clear how we stand in this whole process of obtaining this JCI accreditation. So a little history. So somewhere around the turn of this century, when I think he's present, Dr. Ike Posner was the Minister of Public Health of Aruba. He had envisioned that St. Nicholas needed and deserved to have a better healthcare provider than what was available at that time. However, during his 4 years, he was unable to realize many of his dreams or visions that he had proposed. And the next term was taken over by a different minister of a different political party. He was followed by Mr. Candelario Boshi Waver. And in my humble opinion, what this minister did for IMSAM is very often, and also way too long, underestimated and underappreciated. In 2005, a public law was accepted by the Aruban Parliament, thus establishing IMSAM as a medical healthcare provider. Up to date, this law has proven its crucial role and value in the continued existence and independence of IMSAM. Shortly thereafter, he obtained financing and construction started for the building of IMSAM as we know it today. Minor adjustments on the outside have taken place. The majority of the improvements and renovations were performed on a building that was already in existence. In 2009, the project was brought to a complete standstill by the following Minister of Public Health, Dr. Richard Pfister. The following years were characterized by a period of searching for what would be the most appropriate use of IMSAM as it was built. A group of very influential and smart businessmen, together with leadership of IMSAM and the ministry, made contact with Baptist Health of South Florida. They researched many possibilities and finally concluded that after all these studies, the most appropriate would be to convert IMSAM into a healthcare facility for radiation therapy and eye care, and specialize in all other forms of treatment of non-communicable diseases. A strategic alliance agreement was signed on the 27th of February, 2012. We're talking 11 years ago. During this same time, I had been approached by the same group requesting me to take leadership of this new project. And as of the 1st of March, 2012, I assumed the position of director of IMSAM. It was made clear to me this new project would have to comply with three major objectives. First of all, we would have to realize the creation of a hospital. Secondly, bring radiation therapy to Aruba. And third, and the only way that we could have proof that we had a right to our existence, would be to reach a JCI hospital accreditation. For each of these objectives, they proved quite a few different special reasons. For instance, for radiation therapy, Aruba was sending about 150 patients annually abroad for treatment, with all the cost and all the dividends going to foreign countries. Patients treated closer to home would benefit much more from having such an option to be treated close to their home instead of being sent abroad. And this would also create a significant beneficial financial benefit to Aruba.